Iranian forces have shot down an American unmanned drone in the east of the country. That's according to Iran's state news agency. The aircraft used for spying was reportedly downed with minimum damage and seized by Iranian authorities. Well, to discuss the tense situation around the Islamic Republic, I'm now joined live from Chicago by Stephen Lemon, who's a radio host and independent blogger. Stephen, it's reported the aircraft carried no weapons, so it does look like that its main purpose was reconnaissance. What do you think it was up to? What was it looking for?
Well, it's a spy plane, Bill. These drones patrol U.S. borders, reconnaissance, spying. They've been doing it in America for some time. They're doing it in many other countries. They've been spying on Iran for a long time. Since the 1970s, Bill, America has had a running on and off war with Iran, basically wanting to change the regime to make it subservient to U.S. interests, and Iran has the crazy notion that it believes it has the right to its own sovereignty, to run its own government, to conduct its own affairs. It doesn't have to answer to Washington. Washington disagrees. Therein lies the conflict. And by the way, going back a number of years, America has had ground forces in Iran. The Washington Post, over a year ago, reported that U.S. Special Forces are death squads, is what they are. U.S. Special Forces are deployed to 120 or more countries around the world. That's about two-thirds of them. You can bet you that Iran is one of them.
Stephen, clearly a lot of pressure on Iran at the moment. We know, that, of course, that this drone was unarmed. It didn't carry any weapons. But there's a lot of talk that a strike on Iran is possible. Could this just be the start of the build-up to that?
Well, they want to get all the information they can get. Spying, of course, is to get intelligence preparatory to doing whatever it is that you may have in mind. Indeed, what's key, Bill, is America has had for some years, especially since the Bush years, what they call a Greater Middle East Project. The project is total dominance over the region, North Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, to Russia's borders. Russia, of course, is being surrounded with U.S. military bases, China as well. This is part of America's game. They're trying to eliminate countries that are not in America's orbit. So there was a war on Libya. Syria is being targeted. The Libya model is being replicated in Syria, so far short of NATO bombing. If Syria is delinked from Iran, Iran is next. There could be an insurgency in Iran, the same as in Libya, the same as in Syria. Very possibly conflict follows.
So therefore, how will Tehran respond? Not only to this latest drone incident, but also, of course, the latest pressure via sanctions. What sort of a reaction can we expect?
Well, they are not too happy about it, and they've made comments like they are very heavily armed. Iran is not Libya. Iran is a big country. It's got a powerful military. It's got effective weapons. It's got weapons that can reach U.S. bases in the region. They can reach Israel. Iran has been very blunt, saying if it's attacked by Israel, by America, it will respond. It will fire back. It could attack Israeli cities. It could attack U.S. bases. And I'm sure it'll do it. We're talking about something very serious, Bill. We're talking about the possibility of general war. Dare I give it a name? World War III.
Just briefly, Stephen, clearly a lot of pressure and concern about Iran's nuclear ambitions. What if Iran was to cooperate now and allow inspectors in and to come clean, and it's all very clear that it isn't developing a nuclear weapon? Would that not diffuse everything and we wouldn't see that scenario developing that you're talking about?
Bill, I honestly don't know a country anywhere in the world that's been more cooperative with IAEA inspectors than Iran. And nobody found anything. When Mohammad al-Baradei was the director, IAEA director, until November 2009, what Yukio Amano, the man who replaced him, called Iran potentially developing a nuclear weapon, El-Baradei dismissed out of hand. He wanted no part of it, no nuclear weapons development, he found. And yet, Amano is finding something that El-Baradei and the inspectors under him, looking at the same information, completely discounted. Let's discount it. There is no evidence whatever that Iran has a nuclear weapons program. What about Israel's nuclear weapons program? Any inspectors in there, Bill? None at all. Israel is nuclear armed and dangerous. Anybody kicking up dust about it? Nobody. Nobody in Washington, nobody in the West. Israel is a threat. Israel has threatened to use its nuclear weapons if it feels itself endangered. I don't think Iran has nuclear weapons, and there's certainly been no threat to use them. Let's have a little bit of truth in what's going on.
Stephen Lemon, live in Chicago. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts.
Thank you, Bill.